This is the Ninja Rob Podcast with Marco Perazzo and Tim Carpenter, the podcast for the true martial artist.
And we are back. Welcome back to the Ninja Rob Podcast. I'm your host, JB, with the two most important people in this room right now. Oh, no, Bosco's one of them. It's not a person. Marco, how are we? What's going on?
Man, the interaction I just watched, Tim with his dog, and how his dog basically now has Tim trained to allow him, the dog, Bosco, basically does whatever he wants.
Yo, and he he looked over his shoulder, son.
Yeah.
Like, with his nuts out, fam. He's just like, you know, like.
Yeah, the only thing not impressive on your dog is his balls.
That's it, so far.
Well, I should say, the only thing not impressive on his human is probably the balls, too.
Yo, is he okay, fam?
Yeah, he's fine.
He seems kind of, he just fell.
He's 8 months old. How big should his balls be?
Bigger than what they are.
Based on what? You're like
my study.
You're the expert on men's testicles and dog testicles.
Dog balls. I'm an expert on dog balls.
How big should they be?
Bigger than that.
For an 8 month old.
They should be 50% bigger.
50% bigger. Nice. That would, I think, be a medical emergency. If his balls were 50% bigger, that would be an emergency.
Really?
That would mean there's something wrong with his balls.
Do you check them? Do you grab his balls and stuff? I noticed that happens in the dog shows. You know,
sometimes on television. If I pick him up, I think it's his balls. Accidentally.
But you don't check his nuts. You don't grab his balls. Hey, buddy.
How often are you picking him up?
Whenever he gets in the truck.
So a lot.
All the time.
So you're grabbing his balls a lot.
Yeah. Twice a day, maybe.
First, so you don't help him out of the truck. You just put him in the truck.
I don't. So when I get him into the truck, I got to go from underneath.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
When I get him out of the truck, he jumps up on my shoulder. I just kind of drop him.
Do you slip into anywhere
else? No, usually I try to get under his leg, but sometimes his leg goes off and then my hand
catches right up. But you're gentle with his balls, I'm assuming.
Very gentle.
Yo, this is a podcast about martial arts, but dog balls. It kind of comes right into this. Speaking of dog balls, maybe not dog balls. Timmy, you been to Wegmans lately?
Oh, yeah. So some accidental nudity.
Oh, accidental.
Accidental nudity.
Nice.
I think it's the best kind of nudity.
Yo, come on, son. Listen, man.
So worth seeing?
No.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. Like, I wouldn't want to see it nude, but just the fact that it happened was a pleasant.
So what? So give us a little context.
I was walking into Wegmans
because we were just talking about dog balls. So
there's
people
a
might.
Woman. Let's talk about fat woman tits now.
Oh, okay. Large woman, robust, Rubenesque.
So a large woman with large breasts.
How big do you think these things were?
I mean, I don't know the sizes.
Okay, we hurt your feelings.
They were bigger than what you would see on a normal size person.
Right. What does that even mean?
I don't know what that means. Yeah. I don't
normal
know
size person?
Because in the text you said titty meat. Like, that's you knew it, how much the price was per pound.
Yo. That right there, son? That was the one right there, son.
This would have been cheap.
You think so?
Cheap meat.
So this is like 80-20 ground beef?
Yeah.
70-30 maybe.
70-30.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I appreciate a 70-30.
A lot of marbling. Man. But anyway.
You get a lot of sweat out of
a 70-30. Danglers?
They were dangling, yeah.
Okay.
Nunchuck style.
Big floppers.
Okay, big floppers.
Big flopping.
It's a family show. Yeah. So, all the parents listening.
But anyway, the lady was pushing it. It was a lady in her.
Yo, I love it. People are in their car right now, and their children are in the car.
Yeah.
And they're listening.
Oh, it's Mr. Marco and Mr. Tim. They're $3 titty meat.
Floppy.
So she's wearing like a, I don't know what you call it, like a dress that doesn't have straps.
Right, a strapless dress.
Strapless dress.
Very good to me. Yeah.
Well, I like the way you explained it, a dress with no straps.
Yeah. And I guess a part of it got hooked on the cart as she pushed it away, and it pulled it down.
And did she look at you immediately?
No, it was somewhat, it was maybe 50 feet away.
Oh, okay.
And,
wait, you saw these big old floppers from 50 feet away?
Yo, that means they were bigger. Yeah. If you'd have got closer, they'd have been bigger.
She let's go with the cart and grabs her dress, starts to pull it back up. The husband
husband grab her titty? Or?
He grabbed the cart.
Oh, nice. Really?
She had her tits under control. She got them back right away. But
so they didn't wrangle themselves out. It was just the cart.
It was a like it got caught on the cart as she pushed the cart away.
How short of a woman must she have been? Or is this one of those super high
carts? She's probably leaning.
Even if it was low on her waist, if it pulls it down, it's going to pull it down. No straps.
Yeah, but you just happened to be there to see it, huh?
Yeah.
And then she was laughing. Her husband was like, didn't know what was going on. And I was like trying not to like crack up. Like as I'm walking past her,
right?
But they didn't make eye contact with me.
Nah, you don't want
to
do that.
You had to acknowledge. You should have acknowledged it.
You know what I mean?
Should have clapped.
Yeah. What would be the appropriate?
Yeah, how
response?
Would you acknowledge it?
Don't worry.
I didn't see anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you could have just went. Have a good day.
Right.
Like real creep style. Like have a good day.
Thanks for putting those away.
Accidental nudity is like I said. Like we had an experience in.
In Zaragoza, Spain.
Zaragoza, Spain.
One of the most, one of the greatest ever.
That's another woman with titty meat or?
No.
Cheek meat.
This is cheek meat. Yeah.
Buttocks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How much per pound?
Ooh,
these would have been expensive.
Yeah. Because
it was like a jamon serrano.
Prime.
No. Yo, it was like a small upside down heart. Like a smaller.
Okay.
Upside down heart. Yeah. But it was perfect. You're welcome, first of all, because it was my idea to go to Zaragoza.
It was your idea to do
go to Zaragoza. Oh, I basically bullied three people into going to somewhere.
But that's what's so good about it. It was such a that what happened in Spain was a car stopped in front of us. A lady gets out to like go in the trunk.
Yep. She opens
and she bends over in the trunk and then wind blows and just blows her skirt.
Yeah.
Sounds like the beginning of a lot of the movies I've watched.
Yeah. And then we were all just like, dude.
Did she fix her dress or she just let it?
No, it just
blew in the wind.
It blew up. It was like perfect. Like it was the perfect amount of time up in the air. We saw.
She went flaps out.
As Bruce Lee would say, all the heavenly glory. We saw all of it. And you also saw the fact that she had a thong on and then.
That's pure.
You know what I mean? So
they do it different in Europe.
That's how they do it.
You get, $1.99 titty meat at Wegmans.
Boom. In Europe, it was grade A, fam.
Yeah, Europe is definitely
prime.
Superior.
Yeah.
Nice. Moving forward. So there was someone in the contender that was pregnant? Marco?
Apparently.
At a lot of fights, they make the girls take
their
pregnancy
tests. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I don't know. Is that something that's done?
But why would it matter if the way if it's her body, why her can't she
tell me how about that?
I don't know. Maybe the thing inside of her is not her body.
You think we should start a pregnant women's fighting league? Is that what you guys are saying?
Yeah.
Pregnant.
How about pregnant persons?
Abortion fighting.
So the loser has to keep
the
baby.
Yes, exactly. Oh. You're fighting, and it's all body shots.
When we was kids, we called it hard to the body.
It'd be like Kyokushin.
You would stand like you go in the hallway or in the stairwell, and you start fucking punching each other, just going hard to the body.
Yeah.
And sometimes, every now and again, if you were getting fucked up, you might let one like get close to the grill and go, "Oh no, stop!" Like that kind of shit.
Oh, okay.
But we wanted a hard to the body league with pregnant women.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not gonna fly.
Like it'll be like it'll be like slap fighting. That's how the fights will go.
Okay.
But it's just shots to the body.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's ready to see that, man.
That's their body. It's their choice. Why not?
Hey, listen. It's an interesting
apparently
thing.
Apparently, it's not their choice. Their choice was to fight. And Dana White said no.
So is she never coming back?
I don't know if it was Dana White. It's probably the commission said no.
Yeah, but why is the commission telling this person what to do with their body?
I don't know.
Good point.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Yeah. It just happened.
Why are they saying it?
I don't know.
Oh.
Well, we'll see. Any competitions this week? Any of the guys anywhere? I know it's Memorial. It's Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, nothing.
So sometimes nothing's going
on. Now, we had a guy visiting, probably one of the better people I've ever had come through the door yet.
Right.
That really good dude.
Where was he from? What was the deal?
I'm not sure. He's some sort of medical student. Nice. One of those high achieving.
Gotcha.
And really good at jiu-jitsu in a short period of time.
Where he was from?
Tennessee somewhere.
What belt he was?
Black.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
What color he was?
White.
White guy from Tennessee.
White guy,
with
black
belt. Yeah. So the jiu-jitsu in Tennessee is good? Is that what you're saying?
Where Santini trains? Does he train with Santini?
I have no idea. No, I don't know. He's going to medical school in Tennessee. He's from Ohio. So
is that where
somebody good everywhere? You can have the shittiest guy teaching. Yeah,
apparently,
in
he's only been training for 7 years. I watch a kid train today. I go, why is he fucking people up? And then I watched him keep going and going. He's like really good.
Yeah. Gotcha.
How big?
I didn't get changed with him, but I don't know. It's a weird question.
Size?
I don't know.
You don't know how big he was. You couldn't.
No.
6 foot five. 6 foot five. Five foot two.
The answer is
height. You don't know his height and his weight.
No, I don't.
No clue.
No.
That's interesting.
Why would I know his height and or weight? Hey, come here. Stand on this scale. Get in front of this tape measure. Like, that's weird.
No. It's just judging him by his, like, his size.
He was ground fighting.
He didn't. So he walked in on his knees? He crawled in?
Off. I wasn't here when he came
rolled
in.
Did a forward roll in.
Yes.
And he never stood up when he left.
Escaped out.
He never, like, walked to the bathroom.
He shrumped.
That's why he's so good.
Shrumped.
That's why he's so good. He's always
he practicing. Lives it. Yeah, lives it. Yeah.
Nice.
Sense.
Any competitions with your guys? No fights or nothing? Nothing coming up?
No.
No.
Got you. Got a couple guys getting ready for the trials.
Right.
And one of the guys doing a ADCC Open. Two of the... One in Chicago soon.
I was watching a video earlier of, is it Mighty Mouse doing Gi?
Yeah, he did the Worlds
tournament. Yeah.
He did the
did he win?
I believe he did win.
I wasn't paying it. I mean, I saw a couple matches and then that was it.
Yeah, so I think he won.
What else happened in the Worlds, if you don't mind me asking?
This is the Masters Worlds. I didn't follow it. Really.
You don't follow the Masters Worlds?
No.
Gotcha.
I'll check it out later, but.
The Masters is not the Worlds, right?
Isn't it called Masters Worlds?
Well, I mean,
I believe it is called Master Worlds.
Are you really a world champion if you win the Masters?
Oh, here we go.
You're the Masters World Champion.
You always got to say Masters first, right? You can't say, oh,
I don't think the Masters guys be like, I'm world champion. Probably on their Instagram it says world champ.
Right, but they should be saying Masters World Champion,
but when you
right?
see their medal, it'll say Masters.
But when you win Naga Worlds.
Which sounds... It Niagara sounds gotcha. It sounds actually Masters World sounds more impressive than regular Worlds.
Than Mundial
World. Like, because you're the world champion of the Masters.
Nice.
Master is like a high level, higher than normal.
It just means old. That's what they
in this context, yeah.
That's
but,
really what it means. It's an age.
But really,
age
like, thing. If you're a master, you're good at
something. Right, instead of saying so it's the old guys.
What's the world championship you want to win?
Me? Masters.
when you were younger and cared,
I'm the world champion of all the Masters. I would that's what I want.
So, what about rank wise? Since you guys like, if you were, can I still? If I were blue, I'm a blue belt world champ.
So, I think it's the only martial art where you can be a blue belt world champion.
Right.
Most other martial arts, it's either black belt or under black belt.
Do you say I'm a world champ? Or do you say
people do? Yeah.
No, like competitive martial arts, like in the Olympics, it's just judo.
And you're the Olympic champ.
There's not a division for anybody. It's just if you're a white belt in judo and you can win the Olympics,
you're an Olympic champ.
You're an Olympic champ. It would just be very hard to get to the Olympics as a white belt
because everyone else has competed for so long.
Somebody would give you a black
belt. But in jiu-jitsu, it seems to be a big deal.
Right. Yeah.
It's cool and not cool at the same time. It keeps a sport from being like super legitimate, but it is cool to have levels within levels. You know what I mean? Like a average blue belt is completely different than a blue belt world champion. Like a blue belt world champion is almost like the average black belt at a school. You know?
Yeah, I would hope at some point maybe the title of world champion will be reserved for black belts, and then they have a white, blue, purple, brown tournament during the same time that has a different name. That you're
world champion,
maybe whatever, but just
so you have a world. I think that'd be. World champion, junior world champion.
Okay, as long as it, just like Masters Worlds, as long as you're putting the Masters in front of it, you're junior world blue belt champion, yeah, I could go for it.
Right. So interestingly, there's been a controversy about this term, world champion. Noah Lyles, who's the 100 meter world champ, racing, said he had a comment about how it upsets him or peeves him that NBA players say, oh, we won the world championship. We're world champions. He's like, you guys aren't competing against the world. I'm competing against the world. So I guess it got all the NBA guys.
Was he bitching about not getting support either?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all the NBA guys, you know, just started to go in on him. So how do you feel about that idea where...
I understand where he's...
All American sports are like that, like world championship baseball, world championship football, that kind of
stuff. Championship wrestling.
Definitely.
But they're also international. There's people from other countries competing.
There are, but there aren't. Here. There's only, two teams in Canada? So to make it international, like it's technically an international sport. It's like in MMA. Who's the world champion in MMA? The person that holds the title in the UFC for that weight class. Even though there are other organizations, you want to be the UFC world champion. I understand what he's saying, how it's not really international, but... Anybody that plays basketball professionally, number one, wants to play in the NBA, and number two, wants to be an NBA world champion.
Mm-hmm.
So he technically right, but theoretically wrong.
Yeah.
It would be cool if they did Because they have basketball in the Olympics, right?
Yes, they do.
And there's, so, a,
and there's a basketball world championship.
Then there's
should,
a basketball they going on right now.
Oh, well, yeah. Then there is a world FIFA. Championship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but what he said, what he said,
the NBA champ
he was specifically saying it about
it's actually
the NBA
in the
players.
Title. It's just national. He's a national champion.
National Basketball Association world champion.
This says world champion.
But should sure. say national.
Same thing with like the world series.
Isn't that kind of baseball like an oxymoron, right? National world champion. The National Basketball League world champion.
National yeah. Basketball Association. NBA, not NBA.
NFL. I was thinking NFL.
Yeah. So it's a pretty interesting thing. So just to
see. Sounds like a hater.
Who? Yeah. Him or them?
The
both yep. of them, honestly.
Okay. It's a little bit of hate on both sides. But if you're a competitor and every competition you do is international.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everything you're doing is international. So there's a difference between like an NCAA champ and an Olympic champ or a world, you know, world.
I mean,
champ
technically he's
you.
Still an amateur athlete, right?
That's a good
amateur.
Yeah. Is he considered that? Because he's in the Olympics? I think you have to
be an amateur in the Olympics unless you're right. playing basketball.
Interesting.
What are you drinking there, buddy?
Yeah, what is this?
Gorilla Mind Rush.
What is that?
Oh, shit. You sponsored by them?
No.
Are we sponsored by them?
Yes. Yeah,
secretly?
Yeah.
Wait, we didn't get any? You guys?
I got some.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Hey, listen.
Like, Fanta.
Nice. You Very love nice. Fanta. Can you explain to us the cultural differences in farting?
I didn't know this, but I
going
this is like a
gorilla mind rush.
Yeah. This is like a Tales from the Banya. So I was at the in the sauna the other day.
Tim, you might want to get closer to the microphone.
Or bring the microphone closer, one or the other.
I was in the sauna the other day, and I guess I came in a little bit late in the conversation. So I think somebody had farted in the sauna.
Mm.
And
how do we feel about farting in the sauna? I don't fart in the sauna.
It's not cool.
Yeah,
but hold on. If I'm by myself, I'm gonna let it go.
I have, but it's not cool if you're with other people. This guy was with friends, and then there was a guy from Afghanistan there who gave us the cultural lesson on farting.
Oh, nice.
So but who farts? So did we ever get to the...
I think the guy admitted, he said, man, I've been farting all day, sorry.
The guy from Afghanistan?
No, the other guy. Because this guy from Afghanistan said it's not cool in Afghanistan. Like, you don't fart in Afghanistan.
Did you let him know that you were in Southampton, PA?
Well, he didn't say. He was very diplomatic about it. He was just saying...
An Afghani guy being diplomatic, very nice.
He was like... he wasn't saying you shouldn't do that. He said cultures are different. He's like where I'm from. He gave this story about this guy in his like hometown that farted like 20 years ago.
Mm.
He was a kid, like the whole town like shamed him, and he left, and he came back 20, 30 years later,
and they still knew.
And he's now prime minister of Afghanistan.
He went in and he was like, oh, this. He saw like a school. He's like, oh, this school wasn't here, and they were like, yeah, they built it after that guy farted.
What?
That was this guy's story. And then he said,
number one, I don't believe this guy to be Afghani.
It's interesting.
I do.
Gotcha.
Sounds like something a backwards culture would do.
Hey, man. If that's how you feel about it.
But,
the views, no, I'm sorry.
But then he wasn't saying, like, don't fart around me. He was just saying, he's like, some cultures celebrate it, which I didn't know that either.
I don't know.
Yeah, who celebrates a good fart?
I don't know. I had always thought farts were like universal. It's like
they're always funny.
Funny in some
they're
sense.
Always, yes,
no, it's not funny.
So. Farting's not funny?
Not always. If you're, let's say you're teaching a technique and a guy just goes like lifts his leg and just lets it out in the
That's
middle.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. You wouldn't be happy about it.
You wouldn't be happy, but it's still funny.
Exactly.
It's so funny.
Yeah, you see?
Always funny.
Like farting in the banya. I would just, you know, don't fart in the banya.
Farting in prison is not funny.
Oh, you've been to jail for a week, so.
Yeah, you're not supposed to fart.
Yeah, really? You what was that fight? Like, yeah?
What?
Farting Were they push it back in for you, or?
No, I didn't fart. I wouldn't do that. You don't do that in a small cell.
Because I just told the story the other day. My man Harry, and he was like, yo, man, this motherfucker's big. He's like 6'7", you know what I mean? Fucking 400 pounds. And I'm like, bro, that's not me. He's like, yes, it is. Yo, he pulls over the car. He's like, yo, I said,
smells like rice and beans.
He said, that's your brand. That's your brand. I was like, what? I said, roll the window down. I was coming in from outside. Yo, how's that? And this is my man. I'm like, how are you just gonna put me out? He's like, hey, man, I ain't playing with that kind of shit. Oh, come on, man. I was just like, damn.
Has he been to prison?
No.
Jail?
No. Never been to any of those places. But this motherfucker, I was like, bro.
So tell me about the flatulence in prison.
No, it's just
what's
not,
the whole culture?
It's not cool. You don't fart in your cell, you'll get fucked up.
Really?
Well, you think they're like the bosses?
What about in the middle of the night? Because you're just like pop, pop, pop. right? Because your wife probably says, "Oh, Tim, you What's fart that? In the middle of the
I
night."
Never fart.
Never.
Yo, I love when you do this. You fucking do this all the time. Actually,
on the way here,
you farted.
I farted in the car, and he must have farted at the same time because it. My farts you don't stink.
Oh yeah, but, okay.
No, they don't. Yeah, they don't. Yeah, yeah. Like, right, I've farted like 12 times since I've been here, and you guys haven't smelled it. So
hey man,
anyway,
that's because you're sitting on them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Once
right?
You unleash the beast,
so you're one of those shit don't stink guys. That's
yeah,
it, man.
Yeah, I don't.
You're fucking.
Your shit don't stink. I don't need to wipe nothing.
Your underwear's a holding on to that.
Just let me ask you something. You don't need to wipe, but do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Just to make sure I don't. I do it to make sure I don't need to wipe.
Gotcha.
But like I said, I farted on the way here. And he must have done it at the same time, and because then I got a whiff. I was like,
"Yo, it's kind of like when like chicks and their cycles start to get together."
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you and your dogs.
Oh,
farting.
You and your dogs' fart cycles are what? There's a name for like they start to match each other. Yeah,
the flatulence calendar.
Wow, man. So what cultures have the best farts?
like anything else, America.
America's farts are the best farts.
We're the ones that celebrate it the most. I bet the whoopee cushion was invented here.
Maybe.
Yo, if we can make farting great again.
Well, I was thinking about that. I just didn't want to say it again. I didn't want to say it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, man. I any other tales from the banyan? Weren't you in the banyan with a little? Ooh. Weren't you?
What's that?
Weren't you in the banyan? Weren't you in the banyan with a little kid the other day? You said you were in there.
Whoa, what's going on at the banyan?
Oh, with like the screaming kids.
Yeah. I show up, you know, Timmy's already there, right. And there's a woman there with like four kids or something like that.
Three or four kids.
Which was, yo, at one point I had a bit of anxiety because like she dipped off and these kids are little.
Like how
and
little?
There's goof.
Six, seven, eight.
Yeah, something like that.
So old enough to know better.
Annoying.
Yes, but still jumping around in the water. Like, yo, can these kids swim? What's going on?
They're Russian?
Yeah,
they seem.
She was speaking. She was speaking to them.
It was fun. Like
maybe they're those free range kids.
I think when I was a kid, that was pretty normal. Like you would go. Like when my parents took us to the pool, parents would sit at a table and we would be out in the pool, like running around in the parking lot and shit. I don't think it was always
okay.
People weren't always like so like.
But there was more people. I'm sure there's more people, and maybe there was a lifeguard on duty.
Which makes it even
scarier. There's no lifeguard on duty at the thing. And then, because if one of those kids would have, like, slipped and bust their head and fell in the pool, it'd be up to everyone else if the parents weren't there.
Yeah, unless you guys had lemons at the table or whatever.
Say life-saving lemons. That's how they do Russian life-saving lemons. But, so what happened? You were in one of the saunas, and the little kid came in and screamed?
I was in a sauna, and there was kids in there.
No, you said no. Because when I said
left.
You said, "Oh, they just it came in." They were like yelling, running around in a circle, and then
they
up.
Left. Yeah.
I'm not making a big deal.
I refuse, especially when I'm at the banya, to be in any of those rooms with a child.
Yeah,
that's like, if it's said, as long as it's
that's why
there
I'm
has to be another adult there. Otherwise, I'm getting the fuck out.
That's why I'm bringing it up because he was like he said, "Yo, kid ran in, just ran around and ran out." I said because when he said it to me, I was like, "No way." The kid walks in, I'm walking right out. I'm walking right the fuck out. I mean,
I was laying down. I didn't want to fucking get up.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, it is what it is. Any tales from the banya other than that? No. What did I see? I don't think I saw anything weird. They redid the dry is all redone.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and they were doing the wet.
It seems like the second time this year they've done that.
Feels like
replaced all the wood.
Yeah, well, maybe that's how they're justifying the
upcharge again. Hopefully they don't upcharge the year memberships again. They gotta relax with
so
that.
So UFC Fight Night last night. What do we think about it?
I didn't see any of it.
What were you hoping happened?
I was hoping
we know Ciryl Gane won.
Ciryl Gane beats Spivak, who right. I like both of those guys.
Naam Yunus lost.
I was hoping
fight,
that Gane would win. Rose Namajunas, I didn't know she was fighting. She fought. She lost. She went up a weight. I was at the beach with Kyle and Blondfighter yesterday.
Oh, shut up.
And Gregor.
What up,
and
sir?
And Gregor. Gregor showed up.
What up, sir?
And I think Blondfighter had just beat. This was the last girl that Blondfighter fought.
This girl?
Yeah, Farote.
Right.
Because Namajunas went up a weight. And
she lost by decision.
Yeah.
Nice.
And from what I hear, she's like broken up with her fiance and her trainer. She got a new
Barry?
Trainer. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
New school.
Hey, man, shit switches up all the time. Marvin, how do you feel about the thing with Portnoy? I don't know if you put that up for
us
to read.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. Yeah. What I
saw the review.
The original?
They put it out. He puts it out.
I think it's smart of the pizza shop owner to go right at his neck, especially if he thought he was going to get a low score.
Okay.
To get ahead of it, to get all the Portnoy haters on his side
okay.
to build. Like, if it, if it was accidental, it's not so. It was, did it was you like, watch whatever. It? Did I you did. Yeah. The interaction. But if he, once he realized it was Portnoy and he goes, yeah, he's probably not going to like my pizza, he got out in front of it and made it like a marketing thing because he knew he was going to get a shitty score, but he'll resonate with the people that don't like Dave Portnoy's brand.
Okay.
And apparently, like, it seemed like that, like, as people were walking by during the view, they're like, oh, this place is great. Yeah. Like, there was a couple people that said that. So, like, in that town, people probably love that pizza. Yeah. So it's
yo, and it got aggressive fast.
Nah, but the first
I
thing
I thought that, Portnoy got a little too aggressive.
He was
fast.
The first one that he cursed him.
He was like, "You motherfucking asshole!" Like,
yeah, which makes
he's like, "I don't like what you do for businesses."
That's what for small businesses. Yeah. That's what he said. Which, you know, let's be honest, these pizzerias are small businesses and local
most
places.
Of the time, Portnoy, like, you walk into a pizza shop and the guy's giving Portnoy a blowjob.
Yeah.
Because of what he can do for his business.
Bro, it's interesting to see a guy like Portnoy, who's now wealthy, famous.
Bought his company back for a dollar.
Whatever. That's an interesting thing. That seems like there was an issue with, that's what ESPN wanted, it seemed like. So, but nevertheless, you know, who knows? I don't know. But it's interesting to see a guy that high up, right?
Right.
Doing what he does.
But apparently, if he turns around and sells it, he has to give Penn Gaming a bunch of money.
Yeah. So they still he's still in bed with them somewhere. But it's interesting to see a guy at that level take the time to shit on a place that, you know, he did it during COVID with the people didn't want to send him a frozen pizza. He fucking started calling them cocksuckers and this and that. You know, it was just I know it's part of his shtick, but like, you're a wealthy guy that does very well for themselves. You know what I mean? Like, at what point, you know, is this like, oh, you know, are you
again?
Fucking
I think the whole thing was, it's great for Dragon Broom, whatever the fuck the place is, the pizza place, especially if he was worried about the kind of score he was going to get, and to stand up to basically a millionaire with a big platform,
bro.
Like. And Portnoy went out and played it as well, so it's good. Yeah. I think it's good for everybody.
He didn't have to curse at it. I don't think he had to curse at it.
Portnoy?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's the one that started getting up.
Portnoy lost his cool first. The other guy kind of had a reason to lose his cool because he's defending his business. Portnoy was like, just kind of.
Well, he was pre-defending his business.
In the beginning, but he said, hey, enjoy the pizza.
Just like any other customer.
Yes, just like
but
any
I
other customer.
I appreciate what you do to small businesses.
Small businesses.
What score did he give it? 4-something?
I think it's 6-9.
6-9 or something like that.
Which is not, you know, there's way worse scores than that.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, he's done.
It's
just interesting to me that a guy so high up does something like that.
Well, a guy so high up does pizza reviews.
So he's doing pizza reviews, so if he doesn't like the pizza, what do you want him to say?
I mean, he doesn't have to say anything. He doesn't have to shit.
He's giving a review. He's like, this isn't good pizza.
Yeah, so it's not shit. Seriously speaking, like, the guy is in a good place.
Yeah, he doesn't need to do pizza reviews.
So what you're saying is, so he could review the pizza, but not the business. Hey,
he doesn't
have to say Dragon Room Pizza.
There's times where he's like, I love the place, I love the score, the juice of me. And then he says, you know what? That was one not too long ago. He was like, you know what? 7 whatever. And he was like, I like this place, the story, blah, blah, blah. Like, he has the ability to make
changes. But just like anybody else,
changes.
Like a Craig LeBon or whoever that does any kind of food review.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, but you could have a little, you can give a small business a little bit of grace. That's all I'm saying.
You could. You know what I mean? But
if you're in the middle of who the fuck cares.
Then you can't trust the person's review.
I mean, it's shtick on the internet. Come on. That's what it is. Like, you know.
If we can't believe pizza reviews, what can we believe?
Okay. Right. That's what we're talking about. Understood. Do we have any questions?
I got one from...
Nice. Before you do that.
Oh, sorry.
I know it's a tough day for you guys. First of all, your man passed a while ago.
Two weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Magoo.
Who's Magoo?
Mr. Magoo.
Magoo, son.
Magoo, the rapper.
The rapper.
Oh, I thought Timbaland Mr. Magoo was a cartoon character.
No, he's still the rain.
Yo, man. Yeah. Shout out to R.I.P. to 50 Magoo.
Years old.
Virginia. From Virginia.
Yes.
Yeah, rest from Virginia. In power. Rest in power to that brother.
Rest in hip hop.
Also, big one, Jimmy Buffett, man.
JB.
Yeah. On his way to Margaritaville in the sky, fam.
Yeah.
On his way there, man.
Yeah, it's a shame.
What's going on? How's your community handling this loss? Where are the Parrots going?
It's not easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, I've worked. He does concerts, and he did concerts, and he Rest in peace to that brother. He used to he did concerts downtown. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life.
Parrot Heads, right?
The Parrot, incredible. Incredible. I think I told the story. We were walking through the lots, and I saw this quite large woman laying on the ground.
Oh, maybe. How much was her titty meat?
I'm a CD student, so I'm very well versed. I'm going to say she was like an E. Maybe she was. They were big.
$1.89
She
a pound?
Was big.
Like cheap lunch meat?
$2.50
$2.49 Yeah. Usually lunch meat ends at a 9. $2.49
$2.49
Yeah.
And as we approached, she was in between two buses, just laying on the ground. And then when we
holding
walked up
the
to
buses
her,
up?
To like to, no, to wake her up, there was this little fella tucked in right up under her, yo. They were spooning. It was amazing. Yo, these people build shit. Like, they fucking build. They have sand,
I only know
grills,
his one
everything.
Song, the Margaritaville song.
He's got more than that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
I just thought his concert was
his
like
concert
4
was
hours
like
of that.
4 hours of that song.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a pretty.
He's like
people
a,
love
it's all about like
song.
A beach, right? Like,
yeah,
you
man, that whole,
wear Hawaiian
that whole
shirts
aesthetic.
And shit.
Yeah, that whole thing, you know what I mean? So
changing gears. Sorry, but I watched that movie you guys were talking about, the Quentin Tarantino movie with
Hateful Eight.
No, with Bruce Lee and all that stuff in it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
No, no, I liked it. I was really surprised. I didn't realize it was going to be about Charles.
Yeah,
yeah. Charles
Manson. He's rewrote. He rewrote.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's cool.
Quentin Tarantino does some of the best violence you've ever seen.
Come on, son.
Yeah, when somebody took a can of. Canned peaches to the face or whatever.
the pit bull, son. Because you know, like it's you're waiting. It's moving. It's
yeah,
like,
it was slow.
You know, it's moving a bit, and then man, but that ending. Like, all right, great.
Yes,
great.
Yeah,
once
yeah,
it starts,
really, it really came
really
together.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I remember watching that movie. I was like, man, this is kind of dragging. I was like, it's got to get better. And then,
because you said something, JB said something, was like the ending. You said something about the ending.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh wow, he was right.
Yeah. It's like. Yes, this is, you know, you remember the last thing you saw, and I was like, all right,
I never imagined that, like, a canned tomato doing that to somebody's face. Yeah.
That was really good. That was really the
thing I liked the most, because it was started off with the movie stuff, then it goes into, like, the Manson stuff, and I thought it was going to just, they were just going to mix in the story of Charles Manson into this.
Yeah.
But it's, like, loosely based with Charles Manson, but what happened was it completely... different,
but I like the way he, like you were saying, he rewrites history.
Yeah,
on that
yeah, that's what I said to him last time. It was like when Hitler got murdered, and when Hitler was killed, assassinated in the movie theater. It was that kind of
Tim's
thing.
Tim's dying to give Hitler a rest in peace right now, but he's holding back.
No, he's not. No, we do not.
Oh, rest in power?
We do not. Nope, no. Not at all. None of those things.
No, I don't like Hitler.
Right. Thank you so much.
Are you sure?
Listen. I got it.
You don't want to be Nazi adjacent?
Bro, I don't want no parts of this, man. No.
Norm MacDonald said, the more I learn about that guy, the more I don't care for him.
Who said that?
Norm MacDonald.
Okay, got you.
Rest in peace to that guy.
Hey, man. Listen, it's one of those
Norm
things.
Norm MacDonald.
Yeah. Listen, not to change channels and go in a weird direction.
This is what we do.
So did you hear about this people, I don't know if it's on TikTok, but also maybe on YouTube, where they're taking the likeness of... It's going to sound crazy. Dead children and using AI and having them tell their story of what happened to them. Don't look on your fucking face, son.
Fuck that.
That's how it feels.
Yeah.
And it was this thing I was listening to, and apparently it's a real thing. And they're fighting to get the stuff down. But
this is like parents doing it?
No. These are strangers for clicks doing this. And what happens is you're... You know, such and such a child ends up being used like this, and they're it's
see,
all
you
know
over
the internet.
I use AI. Last night I was bored. I wanted to watch a movie. I didn't know what to pick. I put in my. It's like these are like my 10 to 15 favorite movies.
Really,
build me a list of movies I should watch based off of
nice,
this.
Nice.
And it was like I was like I've seen this, blah, 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 and then it gave me
job.
It did a really nice job.
They're using it for fucking some.
Yeah, they're
terrible,
using it for
like,
evil.
That's crazy.
That's evil.
Bro. Like that to me, that was my question was: is the internet evil? And that's fucking evil.
The certain, imagine, certain
people,
corners of it. Are,
these people are fighting to get these videos down that got these. People from other countries are using to get as clickbait, and people are logging on. Like, there's comments afterwards. Like, this story's so
is
sad.
Is it like they're taking the true story of a dead child?
Yes.
And having the child tell it.
Yes. Yeah, using AI to kind of, I guess, in their likeness and stuff like that, to narrate the whole thing. Like, this is what happened to me.
I haven't heard about that.
It's crazy, fam.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, the internet is seems like it's an evil place, fam. So
I there's this Instagram I follow called Sandwiches of History, And the guy just makes like, he looks at old cookbooks and makes like a sandwich from like the 1900s.
Gotcha.
But he does one day a week, he does an AI sandwich. And he says like, make me a sandwich that's crazy. Or like just something weird. And every time he does it, he says, this is like, it's crazy how good these sandwiches are
really?
That like AI gives him recipes for.
Wow. AI recipes. Nice. Marco, the question? Any questions?
Yeah, hold on one second.
Nice. Yeah, a little dead air. That's what we need. What's going on with the top of your head, fam? Yeah, there's like shit growing up there. Yeah, right, buddy?
I think I missed the spot.
Oh, is that what
I
it is?
I think I missed the spot when I cut my hair.
What do we need? The question? Sorry.
Yeah, question. Yeah. We have any. I don't know if we have any. So,
Tyler?
Yeah, let me find it.
No rush.
Sure. No rush. We're just recording.
You guys have microphones as well.
A little obsequious banter, which is a word that made me laugh when I heard that term.
Greetings, gentlemen.
There we go.
What was the biggest single fight in combat sports history?
Mm.
Thank you for your time. Keep up the great work. Best regards.
Wow.
Feels like he phoned that one in.
Yeah.
Nah.
Come on, get it together, bro. How could you be the fourth member of this?
Just one question.
That's it.
That was it.
What? Yeah, I know.
Single biggest fight in combat sports history.
It's such a generational question. You know what I mean? Like it's a
Mike Tyson versus Buster Douglas.
No, not even close. The
I didn't. I was so confused.
Yeah,
I was like, yo, I was looking at my dad like,
why?
Yeah. What? Yeah. What?
The
happened?
First UFC fight was
what
the
happened?
Most.
Was the most? Yeah, but the first UFC fight was the 10 fights. 15.
What's the biggest or most important? What was the question?
I don't know. Go back and listen. I read it.
The most important fight. Is the first UFC fight because that was the start of it all.
So what was what is that? What fight is?
Oh, Gerard Gordeau and Taylor Tooley.
That's it.
Yeah,
number one fight. There it is.
Because without that fight, there never would have been. We never would have known Hoist Gracie. We wouldn't be doing jiu-jitsu. Like we just wouldn't have, you know, ever discovered it.
Oh shit, bro! It's a good one.
I doubt all that, but go ahead.
But you think Buster Douglas?
Yes.
Had a huge effect on the world.
Yes.
In that one fight.
Yep.
What was the effect? He beat Mike Tyson.
Yes.
And then what happened?
And then lost to Evander Holyfield.
It didn't. Did it have ripples through?
Yes.
Every, time in your space. Life.
Yes.
In your life.
Yes.
What did it? What did you change in your life because of that fight?
Shocked. I thought Mike Tyson was unbeatable up until then.
I just saw him do something on it. They talked. They asked him about it. I think it was Joe Button asked him about it, and he said, "Nah, man, he did a great job. He says he felt like he won." But that Buster fought a great fight. Do we have any predictions?
Like,
yeah, because you know there was a whole controversy.
The count,
remember
though,
the count?
Yeah.
Do we have any predictions for UFC 293, which is, I believe, next Saturday?
Who's fighting?
Adesanya, Strickland.
Oh yeah.
It looks like a good card. Any commentary on that, Timmy?
So we got Adesanya, Strickland. Who do you got?
Adesanya.
Who do you got?
Margo.
Adesanya.
I'll take Strickland.
No, serious. But who do you think's going to win?
I think Adesanya's going to kill him.
Okay, cool.
But I'm going to take Strickland.
Gotcha.
Then Tai Tuivasa versus Volkov. That's a good fight.
Oh, he's not playing football no more? Oh, that's another guy. Sorry.
I would imagine that's going to be Volkov.
Okay.
He's a very technical striker. Tai's a real fun fighter to watch. But I think he's going to get fucked up by Volkov.
Yeah, Sean Strickland's got no chance, going back to the original question.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't really think so either. Mm-hmm. But other than that, and then Tyson Pedro's fighting.
Anything exciting on that card?
Nah, just those two fights are good.
Yeah,
is it a pay-per-view?
I feel like this.
It
usually
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
I feel like this. Like there hasn't been much of a build-up. I don't feel like I've heard too much noise. Maybe it's starting now.
Nah, there was because they had talked about this fight happening a while ago. Then it was on. Then it was off. And then like a couple weeks ago.
Weren't people hoping for the Drukas fight?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
The true African champ.
Yeah.
Mm. Is that what was supposed to happen?
But I think Drukas is hurt. I think he needed like some time.
Oh wait, he was gonna be in this fight, and now he's not.
No, they hadn't signed a fight.
Gotcha.
But Adesanya seemed like he wanted Drukas. Drukas wanted Adesanya, but I think Drukas was hurt or something. Had to have surgery or some shit. And then they said it was going to be Strickland, and then they said it wasn't going to be Strickland, and then they said it was going to be Strickland. It was kind of like a back and forth for a little while.
Understood. So. Yeah, Marco. What's for dinner, my guy?
Probably leftover pizza.
Bro. Yo, you went to Wild Bar earlier. I thought maybe you were getting...
No, it's not 4 o'clock yet.
Okay. Is that when... That's
4
when
p.m. you get the pizza. Wild Bar pizza.
I don't know. Yo, did you ever have some?
No, I didn't. Maybe I'll do that tonight.
What'd you have last week? More tenderloin and all that other shit? What's Bosco barking about?
He's dreaming.
Oh, he's dreaming.
Yeah.
Gotcha. He's back on the farm in Tennessee or wherever he's from.
Mississippi.
Mississippi, pardon me.
I don't remember what I had last week.
Come on, bro.
Your whole, that's your job.
I have no idea.
Gotcha.
Oh, I went to Barcelona last week.
You did? Oh, yeah. That's where you went. How was it?
It was incredible. It was amazing. Best restaurant I went to last weekend.
Nice.
Is there more than one, or is that...
There are. There's actually a lot now. There's D.C., New Hampshire.
Did they start here, or they start somewhere else?
I think they started in D.C., I think.
Yeah.
But it's a great restaurant. Great food.
Yeah, I've been to the one in D.C.
I got 3 desserts.
Nice. Going hard body on them. Nice. Doing your thing. We miss any competitions coming up?
Nothing
panning out. How about
yeah,
you?
We got a
you always got a
couple it. Weeks. We got Grappling Industries.
Oh, that's right.
Is that yeah. the team thing? You guys are going in strong, right?
Yeah, you guys have been killing it, man. Your school's amazing.
Yeah, I know. Yours isn't.
Okay.
What? Huh? Wait. What?
Peace.